Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 205 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what do you do if you've got rashes and you maybe want to take part in doing some of these different techniques you see online, moving the lymphatic fluid around. One specific technique for the face, typically for the face, is called gua sha, and the other is called body brushing. So how do we do this when there's rashed skin in such a way that you can get the benefits from it without further damaging or harming already rashed skin? My guest today is Gianna Della Torre, and she's a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist who has experience in this field for the last 12 years. In 2018, she co-founded Wildling with Jill Munson and Britta Plug. She also became a mom in the same month that Wildling was launched. And still to this day, she offers facials and intuitive acupuncture sessions in Los Angeles, California. And today she's going to talk to us about the techniques and the approach that folks in our community would be best to take. That way, we do not cause any more damage to an already damaged skin barrier, but also how could you benefit from these particular techniques? I do try my darndest to employ them in my practice, and I figured having a conversation here on the Healthy Skin Show would be an excellent opportunity for all of you to hear about the benefits of these particular modalities. So without further ado, let's dive in. Gianna, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. It has been an honor to get to know you and your work and the work of the company Wildling Beauty that you are one of the co-founders for. And I'm excited to actually have this conversation today because I do recommend to my clients to work with their lymph, so to speak, doing dry brushing and gua sha and whatnot. But you guys are like the experts in this. So I'm glad that we're able to have a conversation around this because I do think it can be incredibly powerful. So just out of curiosity, what got you into this whole field of being interested in gua sha and dry brushing and whatnot?
Thank you for having me. I'm a licensed acupuncturist. And a longtime yogi and health enthusiast. And I really came to gua sha specifically through my Chinese medicine studies, which I started in like 2005. And what I really love about gua sha and what really like stuck with me right away was that, you know, it was the first thing that I was empowered to do in the clinic, which means, you know, when you're starting acupuncture school, I can only really speak for California, but when you're starting acupuncture school, you almost immediately start observing in the clinic. And you're taking like massage courses and, you know, biomedicine and Chinese medicine courses and all of these things and absorbing all of this information. And the first thing that I was allowed to do in the clinic was gua sha. And it has a long history of being used by professionals to, you know, decrease fever, to increase immunity, to benefit the lungs and respiratory conditions. It's known to revive consciousness and relieve pain. And so, you know, the first time that I was able to like use it on a patient, it was like relatively easy to do. It inspired like instant results. I also experienced it on my own body and just felt like the power of moving qi and blood and clearing heat and just really connecting to the power of this relatively simple practice. And, you know, gua sha has a long history of being a folk medicine, which means that it's been used in the home in many Asian cultures, you know, especially Chinese culture, by elders, by parents, you know. Many people growing up in these cultures would have experienced gua sha as a child, you know, when they were sick or whatever. Chinese medicine doesn't really talk a lot about, you know, the beauty benefits of gua sha. But as I really began to, you know, develop my practice and get a little bit older, I noticed that especially in Los Angeles where I live, there's almost this like epidemic of just feeling like you need to like go into the derm at a certain age and like get injectables. And there's almost this expectation that that's just your option and that's what you do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that other than the fact that there aren't other options. And so as I was working and living in LA, I really wanted to offer a holistic option to, you know, benefit the skin. And, you know, we all want to look better. We all want to feel better. And so I really came to, you know, facial gua sha and facial acupuncture as a way of just, you know, offering alternatives. Like we can choose between organic and inorganic produce. We can choose between like where we shop. We have all these choices to make with our health and our wellness. But I didn't feel like, you know, as women, you know, getting older, that we have like a lot of options that are holistic and also pharmaceutical. So that is why we were really passionate about creating Wildling, and I've always been passionate about gua sha. So I designed the tools with a lot of feedback from my partners, and I just like designed our dream tools to use on the face and on the body, and also for muscle and tension relief in the face and the jaw and the neck. So that's a long-winded answer, but it was a long story.
It's a good answer. I mean, the thing that I actually learned from starting to follow you and your business partners was that I just thought gua sha was for the face, and moving the lymph around and especially helping it to drain essentially toward the lymph nodes. But I learned from you all that you can actually use this on the body. So gua sha uses a tool. Do you want to talk a little bit for somebody who doesn't know what a gua sha tool looks like? Because I think a lot of times they confuse them with the rollers, the jade rollers. Most people are familiar with that. So what is a gua sha tool made of? Is there a difference between ones that would be used on the face as opposed to the body? You know, what, and I need you to talk about slip, because we talked about slip on an Instagram live. And, that is a really important part to making this whole process, comfortable and not damaging your skin.
Yes, definitely. So, a gua sha tool, you know, traditionally would be made out of, you know, the OG gua sha tools, used for Chinese medicine, were either like a spoon or a polished like animal horn. It's always like a flat surface. You know, or you think about something that's like almost like disc-like shaped so that it has a firm edge. Some people even use like lids, like think about like the lid to the tiger balm, which is like a very commonly used gua sha thing in practice. So so when you're using like a firm edge against the skin, gua sha translates as like scraping sand, but it really refers to scraping the stagnation out of the tissues. So if you think about using like a firm edge on the bottom of like a lake bed, when you're dragging a lake, you're going to stir all of this silt and stuff to the surface. And it's going to get kind of like mucky, right? Because you're moving it around. That's the same thing that you're doing in the tissues. When you apply, oil and tonic. We have a tonic first and then an oil for hydration and then slip and moisture. And then you glide the tool across the skin. It's like you're hitting those deeper layers of the tissue and pulling all of the stagnation up to the surface. Now that would be on the body. And there can be some marks that are similar to cupping on the body. We would never use that type of pressure on the face. So on a much more gentle level, you're also moving qi and blood and lymphatic fluid on the face. Just like you said, you're absolutely stimulating lymphatic flow. And I think that you're not alone. Like right now, gua sha is trending so hard. Like you used to Google gua sha and you would just see these crazy markings on someone's back and it would be like random articles here and there. Now when you Google gua sha, you will see only stuff about the face. So it's really easy to feel like this is something that is really gaining traction in the West, mainly for use on the face. But it's a really powerful modality that works on many levels. So like I said, like according to Chinese medicine, it moves qi and blood, which is energy and blood. and clear stagnation from the tissues. So according to Chinese medicine, stagnation is the root of disease. So anytime that we're like increasing the flow, we're increasing overall health. And then you're also improving, like a great side effect is that you're improving the way the tissue looks. So the tissue is going to look more, you know, it's going to get more circulation. So a lot of times the skin on the body can be kind of like dull. And so when you increase the circulation, you notice like, wow, like my skin looks more even. My skin tone is more even. It feels smoother. So those are some of the benefits again on the body. And then on the face, when you use that really gentle pressure, we cannot stress enough, like the pressure on the face is so gentle. Like think more like frosting the cake rather than giving you yourself a deep tissue massage. Like how gentle would you be with a cake? You're not trying to like mess up the frosting, right? And we always like use the tool almost flat to the face and hold the skin and secure it with the opposite hand. You can go down a whole rabbit hole of Instagram tutorials in our IGTV that will cover this like step by step. But you're really gently increasing the flow of qi and blood, and you're guiding that lymphatic fluid down towards the lymphatic center so that your skin is depuffed. You're relieving facial tension and relaxing the muscles. You're also smoothing the fascia, which is the connective tissue. All of these things kind of contribute to age over time, or like signs of aging, I should say. So if we have a bunch of habitual facial expressions that we're making and we're not kind of massaging that tension out, we're not revitalizing the tissue, it's a very natural way to kind of encourage the flow and also encourage the glow, so to speak. So the results with that are really kind of immediate. Like you'll look different as soon as you do either body gua sha or facial gua sha. Know that on the body it can leave some bruising and some marks, which is totally normal. But yeah, the results are instantaneous and then more cumulative also over time, because when you're getting in there and you're relaxing the face, and it's actually really addictive. Like I feel like my face just craves it over time. So
I will acknowledge that I started doing facial gua sha earlier this year, so a few months ago, and I noticed a huge improvement, and I was getting like these, I don't know what you call them, the jowl look on the side of your jawline. And I've noticed that that has really gone away. My skin does look and feel better. I wasn't aware of the body gua sha until more recently. So that hasn't been my focus, but just for the facial improvements, that's been really nice. And I've also encouraged other clients too, where they comment that they feel like their face is very puffy. There's a lot of puffiness going on under the eyes, especially after waking up in the morning. They just feel the face looks full. And they have also noted that they do feel that there is a pretty good difference in how they look when they do it. The one thing that I did learn kind of the hard way, because I thought, well, I'll just use the tool. You know, they're usually what's made of jade or some sort of stone, essentially the tools.
They can be made out of all different forms of crystals. Ours is made out of Bian stone, which was created when a meteor struck a mountain in China. And it's like one of the original pillars of Chinese medicine, this stone. So they can be made out of various stones. We kind of picked one that feels really connected to the roots of the practice. But yeah, a lot of different kinds of stones out there.
Well, there you go. So at least now you all know it's a stone tool. It's a stone tool. But slip is really important. You had kind of touched on that. I initially thought that you just use the tool, but that's not the case. You have to have some slip. So when you say slip, whether you're doing it on the face or the body, what do you mean by that?
Yes. So that means the application of oil. And at Wildling, we also incorporate a tonics for the face and the body. We have a hydrating tonic, Empress tonic that we use on the face, which also activates lymphatic circulation. And then over that, we apply the Empress oil, which also has ingredients that kind of like boost the benefits of gua sha. They're very circulating, plumping, and toning ingredients. And what that slip does is it provides like a frictionless space, frictionless surface for the tool to glide over. Because you can imagine if you just like picked up something and it kind of stuck to the skin, it's going to stick to the skin and stretch the skin, and it might feel unpleasant. But when the tool is sliding on oiled skin, it has more slip, and that slip allows the tool to really do what it's meant to do. And you can really relate to this, like hopefully out there you've had like a massage with oil versus a massage without oil. Once you have the oil massage, like the hands are able to really like glide along the skin in an amazing way. Without oil, you can do things like acupressure, shiatsu. There's a lot of really incredible techniques that don't use oil, but there's a really nice feeling that happens with that slip and the glide. And it's the same thing with the gua sha tool. So using the oil is an essential thing to do. And so a lot of people will hit us up and they'll say, you know, what do we do if we can't use oil on our skin, or our skin doesn't react very well? And there's creative ways, like you can try using a serum as long as it's like really slippery. Some people, I had like a friend tell me that she likes to just like wet her skin and use a little bit of like moisturizer that's water-based in addition to the water, which you might have to like reapply a few times if it starts to like get sticky or dry. But yeah, you want to make sure that tool is gliding over the skin and not sticking to the skin is the most important thing on face and on body.
And in terms of, well, I want to talk about dry brushing first, and then I definitely want to touch on when there are good times to do this and when we should avoid it. But how is dry brushing different than gua sha, or are they connected?
Yeah, so dry brushing is like derived from like many, many different cultures practice some form of dry brushing. Dry brushing and gua sha are not a traditional Chinese medicine combination. This is something that we've kind of like combined based on our knowledge of, you know, the body and the lymphatic system especially. So dry brushing works, you know, lymphatic drainage is a very gentle technique typically. It's not deep pressure. And dry brushing works in that way where it's stimulating the surface of the skin, which is very exfoliating. And then it also works in those like vessels underneath the skin to stimulate lymphatic flow. So dry brushing has been really well known for, again, like it's really invigorating for the system and it's very lymphatic activating. And so we have combined that in our Aura collection with a dry brush, products for the body, and then also a gua sha tool. So the gua sha tool is going to work on the deeper layers of the skin, really getting into like the muscles, the tissues, like moving and breaking up connective tissue that can contribute to things like cellulite. And so the dry brushing kind of like prepares the skin, and then you go deeper with the gua sha. And they have very different actions. They have very different surfaces. They're very different. But they're a really great adjunct to each other.
I love that explanation. I didn't think of it that way, as like they're different levels. So you go deeper with the gua sha than you do with the dry brushing. Because I feel like lymphatic drainage can be so helpful for people who are really struggling, no matter where you are on your journey. I know even there's been times where I've recommended somebody has like a little trampoline at their house, and I'm like, get on the trampoline and bounce up and down. It does help to move your lymphatic fluid. You know, doing some sun salutations can also move lymphatic fluid as well. So there's a lot of different things that we can do in our daily life. I even horseback riding, not that everyone has access to a horse, and I have only been on a horse once in my life, but if you do, that actually is great for your lymphatic system. So with dry brushing, am I correct that you start with the extremities and you're moving inward? So from, say, the wrist, for example, inward toward the armpit, the ankle up toward the groin area.
Yes, exactly. So we have like our lymph nodes tend to collect around the armpits, around the neck, which is why facial gua sha is so good for kind of like sweeping towards the neck. And then also in the groin. And you always want to work from, you know, the toes towards the hips, and you want to work from the fingertips towards the armpits in order to really like get that lymphatic movement. If you're going the opposite direction, you're actually encouraging lymphatic flow in the wrong direction, because it is going to detoxify and drain at those lymphatic centers that are, you know, closer to the trunk. So that's a really great thing to keep in mind, is that you're sweeping generally towards the armpit and towards the groin, towards the neck.
So as you know, a lot of folks who listen to this, they may have rashes themselves. Some listen for a loved one, a friend, and some are practitioners as well, who learn a ton from the show. And so if someone is dealing with active rashes, so for example, let's just say someone has active eczema all over their face right now. The face is incredibly inflamed. That would likely not be a good candidate for doing gua sha right now. Like, what would your thoughts be on if that was the case for that person?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you're never going to use the technique directly over an active skin issue, whether that be acne or whether it's eczema or a rash or anything like that. Now, that being said, you can work, as long as like there's clear skin from like the earlobe down to the collarbone. We do tell people, like, you know, if you have a skin condition, you can work around it on the face. And you can work from the earlobe down to the collarbone, and that's where the lymphatic fluid drains from the face. So you can just do like 10 to 30 strokes like on the neck, making sure that the neck also has slip, to kind of just encourage lymphatic flow, because, you know, the lymphatic system carries like waste materials away from the skin. And so if there's anything that is kind of like hanging out in the tissue that could be contributing to the skin condition, then that's a good way to heal. Again, that's like very, very gentle pressure, because it's lymphatic moving. So it's really, really gentle self-loving massage, like from the earlobe to the terminus point just above the collarbone.
Mm. And that person then too could consider like dry brushing the rest of the body, gua sha on the body. Whereas for somebody who might have rashes on the body in certain areas, that's where if their face is clear, gua sha on the face. So I think that's the point, is you have to customize where it is, and based on where your rashes are, how flared up they are, how angry are, because you don't want to do this. I would assume you don't want to do any of this over areas that the skin is broken or it's very weak and fragile and could break open, I would assume.
Yes, 100%. So you're always going to be doing this on clear skin. And that being said, it's just like good to keep in mind that you can still really benefit your overall health and your body and your skin by working around it. So, you know, unless your entire body's covered, which for some people that might be the case, unless that's the case, you know, you can find a way to kind of work around and still get a lot of benefits because of the movement otherwise. And then also just knowing like what you said about, you know, the lymphatic movement is encouraged by your body's movement. So anytime that you're jumping on a trampoline, anytime that you're riding your horse or jogging or any, like doing any sort of physical exercise, that's going to be benefiting your lymphatic system. So no matter what, like one of these things is accessible to you and will benefit.
And just out of curiosity, is this just for adults, or is this something that like teenagers or even children, you can do with kids? Or do you have any thoughts on just age for somebody who's listening, who's maybe a mom and thinking, oh, this might be helpful for my daughter, but, you know, the daughter is, you know, five.
Yeah, so this is something, gua sha is definitely used on children. I know that, you know, I talked about gua sha being a folk technique that's passed down, you know, for generations, like in the home and many Asian cultures. And with that is also like some knowledge of when and how to use it. So unless you have, you know, been, had that tradition kind of like passed down to you, it's great to like do some research on, or like consult an acupuncturist directly for how to do this with your child. Generally, like massage in general and like gentle gua sha is going to feel really good to your kids. I know that my 2.5-year-old really loves it when I do any sort of like body work or gua sha to her. But when it comes to like, okay, my kid has a fever, like what can I do to like help them? It's good to consult a professional for that. But 100%, like this is something that is used on children. Obviously not necessarily for beauty, but for many different health and wellness conditions.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time today to share all of this with us, because it's something that I've been recommending more and more over the last year. And it's nice to have something to really point people to, especially those who aren't clients and who listen to the show and are looking for different resources. And your company has a ton, like you said, on Instagram, you guys have a ton of information just in your account alone. I have just learned so much. And you, if anyone is listening and is interested in checking out your products, where can they find you online?
So you can find us on Instagram at wildling_beauty. We're also on YouTube at Wildling Beauty, no space. And we are shoppable on the web at wildling.com. We're also on TikTok these days at wildling_beauty, getting into the TikTok thing. And I think that's mainly it. We also have a private Facebook group for people who like to have a little bit more privacy and be connected to our like core community. And that is searchable under the hashtag WildlingWorks is the name of our Facebook group. And so we are all over, and we're very passionate about educating in addition to sharing great products. So we're very responsive on Instagram for people who have questions. And, you know, we just want to make sure that people feel like this is accessible to them, that they can do it. We're doing online classes all of the time. So if you go to our events page, you can see our upcoming virtual classes and virtual events that you can join and kind of like be able to ask questions in real time and follow along.
Perfect. And as a thank you for those listening, if you're interested in making any purchases, like Gianna said, they have lots of amazing tools and such that are crafted specifically for their company that are beautiful. You guys might remember Rachel Pontillo. I know she's gotten herself one of the tools and she absolutely loves it. So you can head on over to their website, and they've been kind enough to offer us a discount code. If you use Healthy Skin Show at checkout, you can get 10% off your first purchase. Thank you so much, Gianna. I really appreciate your time and your sharing your wisdom and enthusiasm about these practices. And I'm just so excited to continue diving into this and sharing it as well with clients to help provide them the tools to rebalance their body, their skin. And as you said too, this is partially energetic as well, because it does change us on so many different levels and helps bring us into, I think you find yourself more in tune with yourself as you learn how to advocate better for yourself, listen to your body a little bit better. And these are great physical practices to help and support someone on their health journey. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. I had a great time.
I'm so glad that we were able to find a way to integrate in these amazing techniques into the Healthy Skin Show. If you've been wondering how you could utilize them for your own skin, now you have a much better and safer idea that is geared toward rashed skin, which I think is so, so important. Remember, if you are a first-time customer over at Wildling, you're more than welcome to use the coupon code HealthySkinShow for 10% off your first order. All of the links and show notes are available over at skinterrupt.com/2. 205. And if you have any questions or comments, leave them there. That way we can keep the conversation going. Then make a point to share this episode with someone you know who might benefit from moving the lymphatic fluid around using these particular techniques. And before you head out for your day, make a point to rate and review The Healthy Skin Show and subscribe if you haven't done so yet. That way you never miss any of our weekly doses of inspiration, research, tips and strategies, interviews with doctors and even patients alike, helping you figure out your way forward as you rebuild healthy skin. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.